Lindor, fifth round pick. You played him, right? To figure out whether or not
he's
he was
a stud.
Good.
Bonte, I love him.
Avery Thomas, you played him to figure out, is he good or not?
He's not.
We found out who he was.
Yeah.
But he got an opportunity to play. Drake Jackson got opportunities to play. Danny Gray couldn't get on the field, but you got an opportunity. Found out you just wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Sammy Wolbeck. You found another corner here, Renardo Green. And again, I think moving forward, when we talk about Brock Purdy, because we haven't talked about Brock Purdy enough and his performance, whether or not you pay Brock Purdy and give him all the money, don't you feel a lot better about paying him because you are able to draft in the seventh round? You are able to draft in the sixth round. You are able to draft in the fifth and the fourth round here. Isaac Grindel, fourth round pick, contributed yesterday. Malik Mustafa, fourth round pick, contributed in a major way yesterday. Renardo Green, a second round pick like Deebo Samuel, contributed yesterday. This regime knows how to draft in the middle rounds, in the late rounds, and they deserve a lot more credit, Shanahan and Lynch, for developing talent in this league in high-leverage situations. It's not like this team has been playing in, you know, 1 o'clock games the entire time. They've played in primetime games. They've played deep in the playoffs, and these youngsters have had to contribute in the highest stakes. Lynch and Shanahan deserve a lot more credit for that.
The Purdy road stuff is actually interesting to me. Specifically, these big marquee games on the road where everyone's waiting for his downfall. Think Philly last year in the rain. Was everyone waiting for his downfall in that game?
Absolutely.
I thought he was awesome in that game. I mean, awesome in that game. Obviously, Debo's the headliner and whatnot. But then I think about like, hey, the Super Bowl, I thought he was pretty good. Considering the moment and considering that a lot of guys didn't step up in the game,
Shasky,
thought he was pretty good.
His first ever road start was a hat and t-shirt game in Seattle with broken ribs.
That's where I was going with this. And then last night, like on the road, that I gotta have it. You have to win that game. He was nearly perfect.
He's been perfect to Seattle.
Just his calmness, his ability to make plays. I thought his feet early on settled in his arm.
Yep.
Because he had that early run when they were backed up against their own end zone. And Shanahan's like, second and nine, we're going to throw the ball. And he just took off. And I was like, all right, Purdy's feeling it right now. And I thought his legs were excellent yesterday. And his arm was even better. And his mind was the best part of him yesterday. Pre-snap, he was brilliant.
888-957-9570. Shameless shoutouts coming up in a few minutes. It is fascinating. The Niners win, and we can't get no calls about Shanahan and Lynch and what they've helped do.
Bosa?
Because a couple of Nick Bosa? Nick Bosa, who I called out, who's got my game ball for the way he played yesterday? Shout out to number 97. That's what we're talking about. That's what the Niners need all throughout the season. So what he did yesterday, which doesn't show up in the box score, if you just watched the football game, Kirk Herbstreit could not stop talking about number 97, and it was hard not to. 97 was everywhere. So 888-957-9570. Lynch, Shanahan, Purdy, the stars play well. The rookies play well. And boy, it feels good to talk about a win. Oh, it feels good to talk about a win. Let's go to JD in Sacramento. JD, what's happening?
You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Look, I'm the resident Hawk hater here on the roast. You guys know that. And so after seeing what I saw last night, you know, I had to call in and give some thoughts. Look, CenturyLink Field used to be a house of horrors for the 49ers up there in Seattle. But now Lumen Field, I'm officially declaring that as Levi's North. That is our new Airbnb in the Pacific Northwest for our yearly vacation up there. We own that place. You hear the Niner fans all over the TV last night with the Let's Go Niners chant. Mm-hmm. And that was just music to my ears. And last but not least, we started a new tradition up there in Seattle last night known as the Lumen Leap.
Ooh.
Every single time the Niners go up there, every single time we score a touchdown up there in front of those fraudulent 12s, I want to see Niner players jumping into the stands just like Juszczyk and Kittle did. And look, the Seahawks can't do that. That's a 49ers thing now. Every time we go up there into Seattle and take care of business like we did. I know it got a little hairy last night, but we pulled it out. That's our place. That's Levi's North, baby.
It is fascinating to see them take over that field. This takeover, and I like the Lumen Leap. The Lumen Leap. You saw it from Kyle Juszczyk yesterday. George Kittle going into the suite. It was great that their wives are right there in the suite. And to go up there and call it the Lumen Leap. Ooh, I like that.
You know, that stadium is so cool.
Oh, it's great.
I hate admitting that.
Have you ever been up there?
No, and I'm so jealous to that stadium. I'm so jealous of how it looks on the broadcast.
Well, not only does it look great.
It looks incredible, Monte. But
you could fly up there, right? And say you don't want to rent a car. You go up to the Seattle airport, whatever they call it up there. Seattle-Tacoma International, whatever it is. You just walk over to the train. You get under a version of the subway. And you take it through the city of Seattle. They'll drop you off at Lumen Field in 30 minutes. And getting in that stadium, it took Anna and I less than 5 minutes to get in that stadium.
Really?
Less than five. We walked over from Union Train Station, which is about a two-block walk, walked in that end zone where it's open air, and we were in there for 5 minutes. We're there seats at 15. So they hit a home run with that stadium. There's no doubt about it. Right next to T-Mobile Park, whatever they call it, the old formerly known as Safeco Field up there where the Mariners play. It's perfect. It is perfect. But it's even better when you see all that red up there. Take it over that stadium. My, how the times change.
My favorite part of victory, whatever, Fridays, Mondays, Tuesdays this year.
Yeah, they call it the Link, the best train system all around. It goes through the city, Shaska. It's really fascinating. It's really cool.
But my favorite part about winning games like this is seeing all the non-Raider fans who take the time out, not only to just listen to us, but to text in all of their haterade. I mean, the Seahawks stink. I mean, come on, Geno sucks. It's like, a win's a win's a win. Have you been following the NFL? Good teams have bad records. Bad teams have good records. Mm. Things are up and down. There is no win in the league right now that I'm going to scoff at.
Yep.
And to win shorthanded on a short week, given everything that's gone wrong right now.
A division game.
With your third string running back for the second half. Yeah, I'm not saying a damn thing. I am thrilled that we won this game. Headed into what I believe to be one of the big soul games of all time. Oh, they need this for their soul.
Trust, we'll ramp up for Kansas City on Monday. Got a lot of thoughts on them. Bosa hinted at it, saying, yeah, I haven't beat them since I've been here. Be nice to get one. Next week's a monster game, a massive game. We'll get into it all.
Glad they didn't look ahead, though, because this could have been an easy spot
but it's easy.
Look ahead. I know it's Seattle, it's a division, but they needed this bad for their psyche.
Coming off that bad loss to Arizona, playing a divisional opponent in Seattle, where you got to travel on the road to Seattle and you get your stars playing like stars. I got another nuggy nug for you with Brock Purdy. We keep talking about how he's been successful against Seattle. Well, the four games versus the Seahawks in his career, he's been dynamic.
Give me the numbers.
Dynamic in the regular season numbers here. Passer rating of a 114.3, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
1,049 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks in 4 games against Seattle. Wow, I mean, come on. You got Debo, you got Kittle, you got Purdy. In your division games, they own Seattle. Let's get to shit.